Well, good morning, and this is High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. I am so excited whenever I get to talk about art, especially art on the High Plains. I get very happy. We've got so many incredible artists, whether it's painting, ceramics, sculpture. I just am so thrilled by how rich the arts and culture are across the High Plains. We've got a very cool event coming up soon. Amarillo Art Institute has got a couple exhibitions. One's going to be in Dumas, one's going to be in Amarillo. So I had to have Rachel Flores of the Amarillo Art Institute with us today to give us some of the info, because I know people out there listening to my voice right now are artists and really need to submit something. Rachel, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, let's hear a little bit about some of these forthcoming exhibitions. You really kicked off the new year with a lot on your plate.
Yeah, you know, I have to say these exhibitions did sort of fall into our lap. I mean, both entities that we're working with just shot us an email and said, hey, would you be interested in this? And I know after 2020, a lot of our artists that we work with are really wanting places that they can get their art seen and shown and hopefully purchased. So we are going to be doing an exhibition with the Art Center in Dumas, and the reception for that is going to be March 28th, and that show should run through the whole month of April. And then we will also be doing an exhibition at the Embassy Suites in partnership with Cerulean Gallery, and that will have a reception on April 10th. And it should run, I believe, April, May, and June. So it'll be a great opportunity for our artists to have their work seen by hopefully a lot of people coming to visit and people that are just passing through or going to a conference or meetings. So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
So to be eligible to be a part of this, in order to be able to submit work that you've done, because they are specifically for the Amarillo Art Institute and they're affiliated with that, say I'm just somebody who just moved here and is excited, and yes, I paint, and wow, this is a reason to go ahead and finish up that painting I've been working on. What would they need to do in order to get it ready to submit through the Art Institute?
Because this opportunity is available for our students, instructors, and members of AAI, if somebody was interested in showing their work, maybe just moved here, or like you said, maybe is just really getting going, they could always join as a member. Membership is fairly reasonable. It's $40 for seniors and $50 for individuals, and that's for the entire year. So you're not paying a monthly fee or anything like that. And then I'm actually going to be taking online submissions, and so you don't even have to come in order to submit it. So anybody that's interested in that, they can either come by and visit with me about it, or if they want to send me an email, I think that would be a great way to connect and get them that information.
And your email address is?
It is director@AmarilloArtInstitute.org.
All right, director@AmarilloArtInstitute.org. Rachel will be happy to tell you all about Art Institute and how you can submit your work for these exhibits as a part of the Art Institute. The Art Center in Dumas, this is the first I've heard about the Art Center in Dumas. I was kind of surprised that I hadn't heard of them. This is your first time doing an exhibition with them, right?
It is our first time. However, they're very popular among the members and artists that we have here at the Art Institute. Several of our members are members also at the Art Center. A lot of them have even had one-person shows. They've participated. They have a great miniature show that they do later in the year. So they really do a lot for our community. Even though they're in Dumas, they serve a lot of the artists that are here located in Amarillo, Canyon, the surrounding areas. And I know they've done workshops and things like that. So anybody that even lives closer to Dumas, if you haven't checked it out, I think they're a great resource for artists that are looking to get plugged in.
And now the Cerulean Gallery, we used to have the Cerulean Gallery in downtown Amarillo at the Derrick Art Center, I believe it was, and they've mm-hmm. moved, and they're now in the Embassy Suites at 550 South Buchanan, and you've had a couple of Art Institute exhibits there as well.
So we've engaged with Cerulean a few times. Cerulean, like you said, used to be located in the Derrick Event Center, and her main gallery has actually moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but she maintains the gallery at the Embassy Suites, and it's a great way for her to feature artists that are here local. So A couple of our instructors actually do already show with her on a regular basis, but I think you'll probably remember we did a postcards exhibition for High Plains Public Radio a little while ago, and a lot of our students and members participated in that. So we've done a few things with them, but we're really excited to have an exhibition that's solely focused on our students, instructors, and members.
Well, the deadline to submit for this Dumas Art Center exhibition is March 5th at 5 p.m. And again, if you have any questions, you can reach out to Rachel. She's at director@AmarilloArtInstitute.org. Their website is AmarilloArtInstitute.org. I think this is a good impetus for anybody who kind of started something a while ago and hasn't finished it. talking about myself. So I'm hoping I will finish a very weird medieval painting of a dog and my friends. So we'll see if I can get it together by March.
I'm planning on it. I want to see it. I think that, you know, for artists who are just getting started, this is a great opportunity, even if you're not ready to sell your work or if you're not really comfortable. It's very encouraging. When you show in an exhibition, you get to hear positive things about your work. So it's a great way to kind of dip your toe in the water, you know, and do something that's a little bit maybe out of the comfort zone, but a great way to get your artwork be seen by other people and receive feedback on it.
And let's not forget, this has been a very odd last 12 months of our lives, and art is very therapeutic. And if you're feeling a little bit of a heightened anxiety, losing yourself in something where you're just not thinking about anything about, you know, beyond the shading of this person's chin or this leaf that I'm painting on a tree, whether it's ceramics, whether it's, you know, some of the other workshops that you put together, like, it's just so great to just stop thinking and just do some art.
It's so meditative. And I think for anyone who, you know, the deadline for that first one isn't until March 5th, and that's a ways away. And so if you're interested in taking an art class, we've started our art classes back up. We have social distancing in place. We have extensive cleaning in place. And so if you're somebody who just is like, hey, I'm kind of interested in learning a little bit more about that, we'd also love to have you come and do a class or a workshop. It's a very good thing for your mental health.
Utterly agree with that. AmarilloArtInstitute.org is the website. You can check out the different classes they offer, and I'll get a post up on hppr.org with this information. The Art Center in Dumas, the deadline for that is March 5th. Cerulean Gallery, the reception is April 10th, and so I'm assuming the deadline for that would be probably late March.
Yes. Yeah. I think it'll be a little bit later in March.
Okay. Perfect. And we'll go ahead and check back in with the Art Center, Marty, in the Dumas location. She said she's happy to chat with us when we get closer to the time of that exhibition. So we'll hear what you got and who submitted, and hopefully we'll see some of this fabulous talent from across the High Plains. I don't know why I just sounded like I was from like Wisconsin. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And I'm so excited to fill this coming year with so much art.
Thanks. We're really excited too.